Hi there. Tell us who you are and what you're up to.
My name's Eric Schein. I'm a graduate of Kings Point. It's the United States Merchant Marine Academy back in New York. It is a sister academy to West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force, and Coast Guard academies. There's basically five United States Federal Service academies. I came out of there with a Naval Commission, top secret clearance, coming out of there. It was raised to top secret. I've worked for General Electric. I've worked for the Navy at Pearl Harbor as a port engineer. I've worked for the Military Sealift Command, Naval Fleet Auxiliary Force down in San Diego at the sub base, Ingalls Shipyard back in Pascagoula, Mississippi, on and on and on and on. And the one thing that I'm trying to do, I'm here at the 911 symposium, and I'm trying to make clear to people the interconnected nature of not just 911, but the World Trade Center, issues of eminent domain, the issues of, and I believe most importantly, of what a proper public trust is, and how these collectivist kleptocrats have taken over and are trying to not only vertically integrate, but do so towards the issue of privatizing the commons or the commonwealth or the public trust of all the people that are supposed to be shared for rich and for poor, that they want to fortify, just like ancient feudal castles and feudal lords, kings and queens and guillotines, to the point to where we are pushed out on the reservation, literally, just like the Indians have been done, just like the slaves have been done, not just blacks, but Filipinos, Hispanics, Irish, Italian, many races over a period of time, Chinese. And what these guys want to do is to seize absolute control of the food production and distribution systems, water production, reservations or resources like the lakes, rivers, oceans, fisheries, and more, transportation corridors and infrastructures, interstate and interstate highway systems, United States Merchant Marine. They want to also, most importantly, seize absolute control over our space programs, to the point to where everything has been flipped, to where initially the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights secured our rights to our resources and to the commons, to the Commonwealth, the public trust for all people, and took it away from the corporations or colonies at the time and put it into the hands of the people. And now what is going on with the free trade agreements and more is to flip all of that and use, through economic redevelopment programs like free trade agreements, World Bank, IMF, and more, take everything back and privatize it and put it back into the hands of certain European crown elites and those who will serve them. And I'm trying to make it clear that you need to step back, and 911 is a core event in what has been transpiring for the last several thousand years, to where they've carried this out into the construction of civilizations, the growth of both the public and private trusts, even under warlike conditions, to a point to where they build them up, like even the gold in Fort Knox, and then they tear them down intentionally. And that is exactly what's going on in the United States.
So when you say public trust, maybe you can elaborate what that means in your definition of the public trust and the Commonwealth, and how, like, maybe a specific example in modern day of how that public trust is being eroded.
Well, the public trust is anything like the gold in Fort Knox, that is the gold of all the people, that is held there for the people, just like the ancient, you know, goldsmiths used to do. We used to have gold certificates or silver certificates here in the United States. And even our resources, like our lakes, our rivers, our oceans, the fisheries, the land that we live upon, the oil reserves or resources, our timberland, our natural preserves, and more are all part of the public trust. And there's a couple of good examples. The London Bridge House Trust is a perfect example of how a public trust is supposed to function. And I ask anyone interested to do a little bit of research into this and how this trust has functioned over the last 900, even 1,000 years. It had been started unofficially and then officially by the King of England, to where it was intended. The mission statement was basically to maintain the London Bridge and repair it. And eventually the trust was so well managed by some honest and decent people that it grew to a point to not only repair and maintain the London Bridge, that it could actually replace the London Bridge that it has done. But then it's grown well beyond that because of proper, honest, decent management, to the point of where it can replace all the bridges around London. And it's even grown beyond that to where it can now and is actually giving out grants in and around London for environmental concerns to address from this quote-unquote public trust. And you can have a public trust that's held in private hands, because anything that grows to a certain level should be held for the public interest. You know, someone like Bill Gates should not be allowed to amass that level of wealth, and I think the man should, you know, be well compensated for his efforts and for what he's done. But it's gotten to the point to where we have, you know, 200 people or less literally controlling the world, and that does not put us in a very good place.
Thank you. Maybe a little bit about the idea that we are looking at this collectivist system, which goes under many names of fascism, communism. There's a lot of different. There's left-wing collectivists, right-wing collectivists, but it's all still basically a collectivist system, and versus what's known as an individualist system. And maybe you can just articulate the differences between those two.
Yeah, I think George W. Bush, our current resident. President.
The P resident?
Yeah, the P resident, the guy who's sitting in office but wasn't duly elected, has put it pretty succinctly. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. And basically, anyone who will serve this ruling elite, these oligarchs, these collectivists who like to set up just like the, it's the same type program like the ancient goldsmiths. It's something that Jesus railed against, the those who were charging for access to God, and basically, you know, I mean, it was a money laundering program that they were carrying on in the temple. They were charging for cleaning the money so that you could buy clean money to buy a dove and offer it up to God. And Moses was railing against the same thing, you know, the golden calf, and those who would cheat and lie and steal to convince others to give up their jewelry, to melt it down, to build a golden calf that is only eventually going to be stolen along with any temple that is set up to protect it. And it's these false temples with false gods that many from throughout history have railed against. And we find ourselves in a time of empire that is carrying on atrocities that, you know, we used to point at countries, republics like Nazi Germany, the Weimar Republic, or what eventually came about after the Weimar Republic fell and Hitler took over. We have the same system going on here now in the United States, where these people who like to set up these enormous collectivist programs like Social Security, only with the final goal of putting all of these enormous resources in one pool or one pot and moving that pot or pool away from the beneficiaries as much as possible so they cannot gain access to it. If you think about how stupid right now is, the Social Security Administration has a whole system, very complex and very costly system of federal administrative law judges from the Office of Administrative Law Judges that is basically set up and intended to deny people their rights to their benefits. And it's not, Social Security was set up not as an insurance program, which they're trying to spin and put out right now that it was, through misinformation and disinformation. It was set up basically as a pension. And at some point, that should be a liquid asset that if you want to wipe that out and use it for something, if you have a catastrophic event that happens in your life and you want to wipe that out and dissolve the account, you should have that right. It's your money. And at some point, they don't want to allow that. They want to make it as restrictive, and that's where all these draconian laws and regressive programs are coming from, so that they can hold on to the money and keep it and use it for whatever they want, and even use it for I mean, think about how crazy this is. It's a little bit off topic, but it does go into the public trust issue. But now we have a Department of Defense that has become a Department of War, Department of Offense, just like in World War II. And if you don't see the similarities to what's going on now in World War II, then you haven't been paying attention or enough attention. But we also have a Department of Homeland or Fatherland Security. And, I mean, these guys are the Gestapo for the corporations and the federal government that has now become the Department of Defense. So, wait, that's totally redundant, and it's unconstitutional in nature because now we have a Department of Defense and a Department of Offense. That's not how our country was set up. You know, and we're going over and invading, and there's so much going on, like the $9 billion that disappeared in Iraq, and people aren't putting the pieces of the puzzle together. That was basically used to buy up the antiquities on the black market and do it pennies on the dollar, let the Iraqis go in and even have tiger teams to go in and steal this stuff, just like the Nazis in World War II, put it in their own pocket, and then sell it on the black market at a huge, huge, huge profit. And they're doing this all over the place. And if people don't step forward now from around all over the world and here in the United States, they are going to amass so much wealth, so much power, that they will put in this police state. And I think one of the best examples is Orwell in 1984. It's basically to where we will all be living out on the reservation, and they will have access and control of all resources the globe over.
Thank you, Eric Schein. Do you have a website?
I do. It's www.martiallaw911.com, and it's MARTIALLAW911.com. And on there you can see the transcripts from a administrative hearing where the United States of America, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Transportation, and U.S. Coast Guard filed a retaliatory countercomplaint against me, pulled me out of civil court, and prosecuted me from civil court, and have actually held me in detention and denied me my civil rights and my constitutional rights. And, you know, I'm a federal officer. I have enormous rights and privileges and protections that are covered under admiralty and general maritime law. And not only have they suspended the Constitution, not only are they trying to do away with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, they are trying to subjugate us all as slaves, as indentured servants. And you can see what's going on in the bankruptcy courts and more. And people need to hear and understand and begin to act upon and protect us all from this administrative fascism that is underway.
And also see the archives on our radioactiveradio.org. We conducted a 2-hour interview that's on our archives page. So thanks again. It's good to see you again.
Thanks.